stories online.
Put yourself in this situation. You take a summer job. You're young. You're out in rural Montana. When I say rural, I mean super rural, meaning nearest civilization, nearest people outside of this ranch, 45 minutes, hour and a half away. There ain't nobody just walking down the road that's going to ask for some juice. It is the definition of being isolated and away from society. You get there, first night, feel a little odd, kind of feel watched when you're in the bathroom taking a shower. And then, when you're in bed, you begin to hear the drawers of the kitchen opening and closing on their own. You hear cupboards slamming shut. Could there be somebody that broke in? When you're that isolated? This continues to go on night after night. No one has broken in. These things are just happening on their own. Footsteps begin to be very pronounced throughout the building in places where no living human is. Handprints, children's handprints, appear on the mirror glass. There are no children there. How long do you stay? How do you handle such a paranormal situation? That's one of the stories in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. You can hear the full thing at ghostpodcast.com. Also, a troubled lifestyle leads to a sudden death of a father, but he's still watching over his children. Also, two siblings capture something disturbing on camera while visiting their local college campus. And could the ghost of a child be confined and begging for attention in a listener's dorm room? Lots of great stories in this week's EPP bonus episode. Like I said, hear it all and get access to all of our EPP bonus episodes, all 152, at ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month is all it is to sign up to get access. Or you can sign up for a full year, get one of those months free, and claim your bunk bed bell. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com. And thanks for keeping Real Ghost Stories Online alive.